I'm eating breakfast late. I know I've been doing all kinds of stuff this morning. I'm eating those mini shredded wheat things. They're like bits of off-cut wood. Unless you fill the bowl to the absolute top and hope that they just soak down a bit and become like something edible. They're just, there's nothing else in the cupboard, so I'm having to eat these bits of hamster bedding. And I just had a bit of a row on the phone, which was only interrupted when a door was delivered. And the interesting thing about having doors delivered is it's very difficult to get them in the house because doors don't fit through doors very well, I've come to realise, especially when the door's in a box. So I'm going to probably have to fit that shortly. But the whole morning's debacle started when I got a text message from a system that I subscribe to with Lloyds TSB. You go on your online banking and it says, hey, if you want to know if your credit card's being used abroad, put your number here and then we'll send you a text. So as I was in LA last week, I thought, yeah, that might be pretty handy. Just because I don't intend to use my debit card, actually. It's not a credit card. I don't actually own a credit card. It's just my debit card. So I put my number in and didn't use it when I was abroad. Get a text today. Your debit card has been used abroad. Call this number to find out more. So I phone the number and I get a bit of a woman that seems like she'd rather not have been disturbed, asking me all these questions, loads of questions, every single possible number on my card, which straight away I'm thinking is a security breach in itself. How do I know that text message actually came from the bank? And now I'm phoning up somebody on the phone and giving them all my bank details. So I say, look, I'm actually in my bank account online. Could you not just, listen to some transactions I've made recently? And then it's obviously me. Oh, no, just set questions. So get to the end of all of these number giving absolutely every number known to humanity on my card, bank detail, or nearly PIN number. And she says, what does it say on the text message? It's your card's been used for an internet transaction over abroad. And she's like, oh, you need the internet department. I'm like, oh, after all this time, you're just going to give me another phone number? You can't even put me through. Oh, no, I can probably put you through, but it'll cost you. And I'm like, what's going on? You're meant to work for me. You're a bank. And, you realise if you had a credit card, you wouldn't have this kind of problem because all your stuff would be protected. And I'm like, so hang on. I'm someone who's never actually had a credit card. I'd rather spend the money that I've got than be tempted to spend the money I don't have. Pray tell me, why am I more protected having a credit card than if I use a debit card where I'm spending my own money? Oh, well, you see, the bank likes to protect its own money. And if you pay money to a company that then goes bust, the company can quite rightly say, well, we're not paying you back, and as it's your money, you haven't got many rights. Whereas if it's the bank's money, we'll fight and get that back, so we protect you from that. I'm like, well, hang on, so the bank is happy to protect its own money, its own investments, but it's not happy to protect my money that I entrust to you to protect. I don't get this at all. There's a hole in the system somewhere. I think it's more likely that you want people to go into debt. You want people to borrow money. You want people to have credit cards because you probably make more money off them that way. Anyway, the whole tone of her voice and the whole stressness. Don't twist my words, she says. That's not what we're saying. Hang on, let's just find out. No. So anyway, maybe I was in an awkward mood as well, but I think she needs more training because I ended up saying, you need to take more breaks because you're obviously very stressed out. I'm not stressed out! And she was stressed out, especially after I said she was stressed out. So I'm going to now chew my way through this bowl of wood. This is like a box of wood. And de-stress myself by tiring my jaw out on some inedible cereal. Then I'm probably going to try and negotiate this door upstairs through the doors so I can put it on a hole, which should have a door but doesn't.